Today's date is 30th of April 2019. This is Sharon Casey interviewing Dave Bellinger. Just hand over to Dave.
All right. My birth date is the 26th of the 3rd, 57. I moved to Thamesmead when I was 12 on the 7th of December 1969 with my parents, obviously. We came from Bermondsey, and this was like luxury here, an inside toilet. When we got here, there was me and three of my sisters. My fourth sister was born on Thamesmead, one of the first babies born on Thamesmead in 1970. I never went to school round here. I travelled back to Bermondsey to go to school because that's where all my mates were. Been brought up there, so I went back there. They were quite accommodating, like Bexley Council. And they'd give me a free pass to go back, so I didn't cost my parents nothing. It was, we found that we was talking to people we knew. You know, I already had mates around here, and I had relatives around here when we moved here. Or they moved in just after us. And it was so different then, because we, Tavy Bridge wasn't built. We lived in Lensbury Way. And it was, rest, my playground was a building site. Then, because all you had was sort of part of Binsey, Coraline, obviously, and Lensbury. And they were still building the tower blocks in Wolvercote and places like Cowell. It was unusual. Everybody moaned about the gypsies, but I always got on with them. They were there, that's where they lived. You know, it's one of those things. One of the first things I ever done when I was 15, I was one of the, was in the first night of the Bars Bowl. Shouldn't say that really, but... And I started work when I was 15 for the GLC as an apprentice painter and decorator. And they sort of looked at me previous address. They looked at me, I come from Bermondsey. So they sent me up there to work. After 2 years, they realised their mistake and sent me back to Thamesmead to work, which was quite funny. When we went up to County Hall for this, and there was a gentleman called Horace Cutler, and he was like the big, he was in charge of everything. And he wouldn't leave my mum alone because Thamesmead was his baby. I think he's in the picture of Mr. and Mrs. Gooch getting handed over. I knew him, I knew the family. Over the years, I met my wife on Thamesmead. And we've been married 35 years now. Both my sons were born on Thamesmead. So Thamesmead has been a sort of family thing for me all my life, for 90% of my life. In the old days, you used to have a thing called the Thamesmead Town Show. And they used to hold it where the lake is. And there's more people went swimming in that lake than anybody realises, because they had a beer tent. And they used to have some really good things. You know, it's, there isn't so much around here now as there was. There's no clubs, I don't think, on Thamesmead now. There's no pub. There's one pub. And so instead of going forwards, they've gone backwards, so I feel. But in the old days, you know, everybody knew each other. I always remember a story of my mum. She was, we lived in Lensbury, and our landing went straight to Tavy Bridge. So you didn't have to walk anywhere down. You could walk straight over to Tavy Bridge. And she looked out her kitchen window, and we lived right at the end. There was an old standing there, looking at her. He had walked from Tavy Bridge all round the landing. And lucky I knew some of the gypsies, and they come and got it. But Aaron also got ran, and we don't know. But it doesn't seem so much community now. You see it over, like, this is my 50th year on Thamesmead, and I've seen so many changes, and some of the people, we used to interact more in the old days. It didn't matter what colour, race, religion you were, you were more interactive. It seems to be segregating now. But we used to leave our front doors open. When I was 18, 19, never had to take a front door key with me because I didn't know the door would be open. And it was, I lived opposite you. I don't know if you go over to Joyce Dawson Way. This is Thamesmead Central. I actually knew the lady. It was Joyce Dawson. She'd done a lot of charity work, the lady. I knew all the family, and her husband was a local councillor. But they're the people that made Thames Mead, I feel. It wasn't the bigwigs sitting up in County Hall, or it was the locals that made Thames Mead, not anybody. I think there's a photo around here, some pay up or get out. That was their attitude then. When my dad moved in, he told me years later that he had to show 5 years' worth of wage slips to get a place on Thames Mead. He worked up the sea, so he really moved from Bermondsey, where he could catch a bus to work, where he became a commuter. It's like one of the first lot of commuters you had back in 69-70. And I travelled up to London all the time with my apprenticeship. Went to the local college, Erith College of Technology. And I said I didn't go to school round here at all. But my sisters did. All my sisters went, because my older sister went to Bacon, and she went back to school. But the others three all went to school on Thames Mead. My two sons started their school life on Thames Mead. I moved off in, I think it was 95, we moved off to Thames Mead because my son had special needs and he had to go near a school, but that's another story. But my dad was one of the first membership secretaries for the Primary Club, and where we had our cubits at the offices, they used to go over there, and all the old girls used to go over there and play bingo over there in one of their halls. And that was Titmus Avenue, where Sainsbury's is now. Not Titmus, Harrow Manor Way. Where our old offices is in Titmus, used to be the doctor's surgery. Then it became a police station. But like I said, my wife's family moved there, I think it was 75. They moved here, and her little brother was born on Thames Mead. It was family, everybody knew each other, you know. There was a party, it went round in 5 seconds. It was none of this internet or anything like that. You knew about it by word of mouth. And that's how I met my wife, through one of these parties. It was round at mum and dad's house. You turn up with a bottle, you was welcome. But changes I've seen, I suppose I shouldn't say it, but I don't think they're for the better. They said something about having a cinema on Thames Mead, and I couldn't help myself, and I said, well, we'd have been promising that since 1975. Nothing's ever happened, you know. His shops are not too bad, because there's a gentleman who owns the shop down Harrow, Yarn Way. I've known since he was 5 years old, so I always get a warm welcome in there. I know all the... My brother-in-law's both worked in the supermarket that was on Tavia Bridge, and the butcher's on Tavia Bridge. There was a chip shop. You ain't got nothing like that around here now. Unfortunate. If you wanted to go out, I could walk to Tavia Bridge my little sister could, when she was 8 years old, and go to the shop. No problems, because everybody was looking out. Knew who she was, looked out for her. She'd disappear and come back in an hour's time, and she knocks for her mate on the way, and that was it, you know. But he didn't worry. Like I said, I started work from here for the GLC. I done a few things around here. I worked for a couple local companies when I finished my apprenticeship. We had Henkels around here, that's who I worked for. I can go back. I've got my little sister, she's one of the first bornings, and unfortunately she died 2010. But she was part of the first set up of the regeneration when they had an office on Tavy Bridge. And she was ill. She liked getting out. She didn't get paid for it or anything, but she got out, and she was born on Thames Mead, so she knew what was happening. She knew all the people. So they walk in and they'd go past the ladies who were supposed to answer all the questions and gone to see my sister. Like I said, my little sisters went to school around here, at Abbey, and used to be South Lake. And they all went there. My wife went there, and her brothers and sisters. You know, you could walk up there. They walked to school and they never got a bus. Never thought about getting a bus. They all walked. And you had, like I said, all the clubs. You had the Pyramid Club. You had the bars pole, you had the moorings, you had, I can't remember what they called it now. It's changed name. They call it the Dashwood now. And you had two or three pubs over the moorings. So there was, if you wanted a drink, you could go anywhere. Now, always remember my mum going down to Woolwich for a bingo. So that was it. Woolwich was a lot better than it was. And the first McDonald's in Britain was opened in Woolwich. And I was there. We used to say, yeah, Stew Pot Stewart, me and my mate. Didn't know what we was looking at. You didn't know what McDonald's was. We all looked at the, we went down there to see what was happening and all went in the Wimpy. There has been quite a few things. I see Clockwork Orange being filmed. Seen Misfits. And a couple of episodes of Emmerdale was filmed on Thames, mate. Over the moorings. Thamesmead has been abused by filmmakers for years. It all started with Clockwork Orange. And they, ever since then, I think everybody in his uncle, I think we've even got a LucasAid advert that's on Thamesmead, based on Thamesmead. But it has changed, and I think if they're going to advertise Thamesmead, they've got to up the ante. I know there's a lot of building work going on when we go through down there, but I get on better with the older residents because they've been here a few years, so I can talk to them about the same things. They say there have been consultations and things like that. Nobody likes coming out in the evening anyway. I used to do call-outs at 2 o'clock in the morning for galleons, and you wouldn't want to walk round here at 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, in the evening, after 9 o'clock, you wouldn't have found anybody walking about. But that was in sort of 15 years ago. I don't know what it's like now. I wouldn't come down to Thamesmead. My wife said to me the other day, she said, fancy going to Woolwich. And I said, Woolwich has changed. I keep hearing stories about it. It's not like when we used to go down there and you went on the market, walked all round the shops with the kids. And I believe, it's only stories, I ain't been there myself for years, but you hear them. Everybody goes to Bexley Heath. And that used to be good to know, you know, because we used to go down Bexley Heath and go to the snooker hall above Burns, because that's where all the snooker halls were, above Burns. And that picture house down there, not like the one they got now, it was an old type regal thing. The bowling alley has been there so many years. But I said, like, my family's grown up on here. My sons were born here, and like I said, and we people just different.
How about any special events that you remember?
Like town shows, oh, great stuff. And they did used to put on a good show, because they had a committee, which GLC set up, that was the residents' committee, and they used to be involved, so they knew what the people wanted, and you used to get fairs. We've had fairs over the backfields. I played football for 5 teams, I think, around here. Darts for 5 teams. But the events were brilliant, you know. There was never no trouble at them. Because they used to have beer team. And that everybody loved the beer team. And it was different culture, you know. I've seen so many different events up here. Galleons did a few events. There used to be a firework display every year. There used to be, like I say, the town show. There used to be little fairs they'd have, rear of blocks, and everybody just like glorified jumble sale, but outdoors. They had jumble sales, they had everything. You know, kiddies clubs were in the clubs that were on here, like the Pyramid and the Moorings. They had kiddies clubs in the mornings. We've had air shows around here because the amount of things that go on. It was, it doesn't seem that now. You know, the last show I know about, as we got heavily involved, was the dance show on Binsey Walk, which was, We owned it all up from, and they done a show there. It was a Wonderful Life, or something it's called, I think. That was the last one that was here, but that was, last year. But it doesn't seem events for people now. I think we've gone backwards. if they want to get committee and people to talk to each other, they've got to have these events. It's like the, we used to do a show every year, and I think there's photos out there with me and Kane in it. There was stalls, there was a paddling pool for the kids. They made a beach, with loads and loads of sand, bands that they've had here. Unbelievable, you know. And it was all done by Galleons, you know. The marshalling was all done by Galleons. Staff, it was, people, if you want, you wanted something, you could ask the staff, and they all knew about it. It was all prepped up to do it. And, but, like I said, I can't remember when that was the last one we had one of them. It's got to be 10 years ago. And that was a yearly thing, I suppose, because of money. People can't afford it now. Companies can't afford it now. It costs a lot of money. I think we had the 3 degrees one year, and people like that, you know, it's really, really good.
So what would you say is your best memory of Thamesmead?
Getting married on Thamesmead. I was married on Thamesmead. Both my sons were born on Thamesmead. Like I said, my little sister being born on Thamesmead. Watching my parents celebrate the silver winning anniversary. And my dad never knew anything about it. And we had it in one of the local halls. And everybody was there, you know, family, friends. And the same as my wedding, I think we had 200 people there at my wedding, you know.
Where did you hold it?
It was a hall down Lynchbury Way. The bloke who ran it got a bit worried. Because in them days, you got your booze and that from wherever you could. I had an uncle working for Courage's. So if Courage's lorry turned up and unloaded. Then I had another uncle working for Sweps. So all the mixers and spirits. He got hold of the spirits for me and that turned up. Another lorry. And this bloke's like, how many people coming? 1,000? No. I've had so many mates get married on here. We all turned, one of my mates who I played football with, he said, oh, I'm getting married in November, you're all coming in. Yeah. And we all turned up in the wine shirts in November. And that's the way we were. You know, I played darts for the Bars Bowl, the Pyramid, the Abbey Arms, Limestone, Moorings. I loved my darts when I was younger. And I actually played the older players like Bristow, Lazarenko, people like that, Keith Deller. And I was well in the darts. There was things for me. There used to be, what do they call them, when they got the zip wires and things like that. There used to be one of them on terms of me. Health and safety, again, coming. And it was pulled down. I don't know if they've still got scouts around here. I think my oldest boy went to scouts around here. I don't know if they still had it. Or what I'd done when I was younger and lived in Bermondsey. I was in Sea Cadets. And they had Sea Cadets at Woolwich. But the kids had, if they wanted to, they had lots of little clubs for them. They could go into the clubs at night with their parents. They was all allowed in there, you know. So they had little rooms for the kids so they could play pool or throw a dart if they wanted to. So it was a lot different now. Now, when I moved around here, I was 12. I wasn't that interested in going out with my parents. A typical 12-year-old didn't want to go with my parents. So I made my own mates, and I said, I was in the basketball at 15, but my mum said, you started work, it's your money. If you want to waste it, go down the pub, that's up to you. So I did. I see the basketball being built, and I've seen it knocked down. Same with Coraline. Now they're going to do Binsey and Coraline now. Tavia Bridge is completely gone, and what's that being built? And you think, I was there when they built it. And you're like, you get Clockwork Orange on. And it's 40 years old, and you think, sort of see that being built, being filmed, you know. And your films like that, and there was always cameras around. I think I've been a couple of them, I'm not too sure. You could just walk past, you get even shown, and they don't care. But no, we enjoyed ourselves around here as kids. And there was, when we our first moved here, there wasn't nothing. So, like I said, building site was our playground. They weren't all closed in like it is nowadays. It was rotten. I think because most of the Thamesmead was, didn't have, you know, it was a firing range for the Woolwich Arsenal. shells we used to find. My mate even found an hand grenade once. We knew all the security guards over there because they used to chase us all. I still see people I knew when I was younger. We're all looking old. You know, no one of us has got any younger looking, so there ain't many left on Thamesmead. Like I said, for the last 50 years I've either worked or lived on Thamesmead. I ain't had a break, so there must be something wrong with me. You're getting a mindset with Thamesmead. It's not like that. I don't know if you could imagine them days, like, they were all from East London, we were all from Bermondsey. It wasn't a lot of love, though. But we all got on anyway, so. Like I said, there's people who have lived around here, there was a gentleman, there was a world champion darts player lived on Thamesmead, called Andy Fulham, called the Viking. And he lived on Thamesmead. He lived over the New Park. People that have visited here, Harold Wilson, see him opening his block that's over West Thamesmead. The Queen has been here. A couple of Prime Ministers, other Prime Ministers have been here, having a walk round. You might get like dignitaries from London Assembly or something like that come round, but I don't think you could beat the Queen.
On that note, we can conclude the interview.